This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 130. You're not so pure, but
you look marvelous!
This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
It's girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of the ESH Podcast, people.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
How you doing? No, how you doing?
It's like, how's your mother? I don't produce Entourage. All right, fans. Say hello to your mother for me, right?
Okay.
You saw that skit on SNL, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
It's
yeah,
so
did.
Worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. Before we jump into it, I have to say that probably for me, of this year, the Neil Patrick Harris Saturday Night Live was probably the funniest Saturday Night Live.
I didn't see that one.
From, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty much the funniest one that I've seen. At one point in time, they did an SNL short where he played the theme from Doogie Howser with the rest of the cast dressed as Doogie Howser.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they brought in horns and strings and everything, and he was just in a suit. And then at the end, he turns to camera, and there's just a little single tear running down his cheek. I was like, that is fucking hilarious on so many levels. I have to sit down right now.
Actually, apparently, from what I've heard, now instead of there being like live action Rocky Horror like enactments and sing alongs and whatever, there are now Dr. Horrible late night sessions.
Let me tell you, Dr. Horrible, freaking awesome. Okay? Just flipping awesome.
I knew it was going to gather a following. I knew it.
But, I mean, the whole thing is, that's done by Joss Whedon, right?
Yes.
Duh! Why did anybody think it would not be funny? I mean, come on. Just so that you know, the hammer is my penis. That is hysterical!
That was great.
Okay, yep. It's just, from beginning to end, hysterical. You want to know what else is hysterical?
Sweater vests?
Well, yes, but also the stuff that we write on the website, which you got to keep visiting, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bunch to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any comments about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the hit us up link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and if you aren't already, you can find us on the All Games Network.
Our show airs on the All Games Network, found at allgames.com, Monday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time, so you have no excuse not to catch our show with a bunch of giggles, because like Panda said, we're pretty much freaking everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, you really can't. Not CS.
Including All Games, along with some other great entertainment like Evil Avatar and, oh, I don't know, Bobby Black Wolf Show, Dead Pixel Live, Super Happy Fun Time Show, Ultimate Quest, Chatterbox. I mean, there's a great amount of fun entertainment over there. So if you're not checking it out, you should, and also give us a listen as well. Tell them from the chicks. Oh, tell them from the chicks? No, well, you
tell them that the chicks.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're the one that's
I'm hammered,
drinking.
And I know that.
Yeah. Tell them the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. They always like hearing our names.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they like us. And we like them. It's a mutual appreciation society. See, that's where cheesy music needs to go, but I don't have that kind of equipment to be like inserting that.
Maybe
kind of
one
sound.
Day, Ninja.
One day we'll have enough money that I can have a soundboard, and when we record, you know, put in, you know, Foley sounds and things like that.
See, now that you mentioned like a soundboard, it makes me think of that Friends episode where Ross had the electric keyboard and he kept making all the songs with the cow animals.
Yeah, see, I don't know what you're talking about because my blackness would not allow me to watch Friends.
All right, fuck you. Whatever. I like Friends, okay?
I'm sorry. I tried to like Friends. I got 3 episodes in and I was like, look, there's no way that you're in New York City.
Black people in Friends.
Exactly.
They had some black people in Friends. Because everyone's got at least one black.
Yeah, and at one point in time, like, they threw a black chick in there for, like, a couple of episodes because one of them was dating him or whatever, but it didn't work out. I was just like, look, that's token. Okay, there's no – first of all, you're in New York City, okay?
There are black people all over New York.
There are people of color all over the place, not just black people, Hispanic people, Chinese people, Asian people. There's all kinds of people. The minority of people in New York are white people. And somehow they wound up in the piece of New York, which was the whitest piece of New York, in a coffee shop that was always full of nothing but white people.
No offense, black people drink coffee.
Yeah. So that's where I kind of, like, I lost the ability to suspend my disbelief. And I was like, okay, look. Come on, really? 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 Okay, I gotta move
honestly,
on.
Honestly, if you think any of the characters could date a black person and, like, successfully do it, who do you think from that cast would have been?
As far as, like, playing the character or, like, in real life?
No, like, in the show. Like, if any of
Joey?
Them... Yeah, I can kind of, yeah. And maybe even Phoebe. But
yeah, because they're so pure that would be, like, the last thing on their mind is a reason for them not to date people.
Yeah.
Because Joey's so obtuse, it wouldn't register. And Phoebe's just so sweet, it wouldn't register.
Okay.
The rest of them are too brainy that it would factor in. And I think that's where it did factor in. I think maybe it was Monica. I thought it was one of the guys. Anyway. Yeah, no, I couldn't get down with it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like
But
that.
What's really funny is, like, I my blackness wouldn't let me allow me to watch Friends. Because I couldn't suspend my disbelief. But as far as watching the remake of Dark Shadows, I was, like, all there. It's like, yeah, vampires, what up? Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense. Yeah. That could totally happen. Yeah. Vampire totally not going to suck this bitch because he's in love with her. Yep, that's feasible. That works in the realm of Ninja. But a lack of black people in a coffee shop in New York, my brain's just like, that does not happen.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Vampires, yes. Black people not in a coffee shop in New York, no.
I know. We love coffee.
Exactly.
Do you remember when Eshram used to tell us we couldn't drink coffee till we were over because it turned us black? And I'm like, so you were drinking a lot while you were pregnant?
But see, I would make the joke because Eshram's kind of light-skinned. I was like, I guess I got all the benefit of the coffee.
Mom.
Oh, Mom. Yeah. Well, it's a good thing she doesn't listen to the show. So let's actually get into it because, you know,
Alrighty. The
banter back and forth is fun. So I'm going to give you the mic of 1,000 truths first because I know of late I've been usurping it, but I've just had so much to talk about.
Well, we might as well share it because weren't you going to talk about some of the mail that we got?
Yes.
The mail that I got that I didn't know that I got because for some reason I didn't get it.
Yeah. You know, or that you just don't know how to use your computer and check your mail program. It could be a lot of things. So we got a little viewer mail this week, and I was pulling through some of it. Most of it was just garbage. You know, stuff like, hey, you guys have boobs. Awesome. Yes.
Did you see the one with, like, the comment that's like, I'm 13 and looking for a girl and girls spelled wrong?
Yeah. I let that go. If you can't spell girl properly, it's probably the reason why you can't find one. Just gonna throw that out there. Being able to spell and read and put sentences in together where they sound somewhat coherent. Well, yeah. And, you know, I need sleep. But if you can put sentences together in a way that impress me and make me think that you can think, then I think that you think. And therefore, I think we can get together. But if you put a sentence together that makes me think, You don't think very much when you say things. I'm not really going to want to spend a whole lot of time with you, and therefore I will avoid you like the Black Death.
I go Black Death. Why not Red Death?
Because the Black Death, to me, I just, when I say it, I see black roses. That makes me think of, like, ultimate uber death. Because okay. Red is pretty. And I think of blood, and you can lose a lot of blood and still not, like, die. But for some reason, the Black Death seems like kind of mega uber ultimate death. And so,
mega death.
Not to be confused with Megadeth the band. So I pretty much, when I think of the Black Death, I kind of think of the Kapuznik. Mm. So anyway, getting back to the viewer, listener, mail. I skipped that one. And dude, I hope you find a girl. I really do.
Because everyone deserves happiness, men or women.
Exactly. Everybody deserves to be happy.
Or pets.
No, we got to be careful about that.
No. Not about, you know, pets, but you know, find the comfort of a company that you don't do like pets.
Oh, okay. Because bestiality is wrong. We are not yes. bestiality. ESH is firmly against bestiality. Well, not firmly against. We do not support bestiality. Let me say it that way. Okay. So we got a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was if we saw Jake Gyllenhaal being the Joker. No.
No.
No. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. Nope. Nope. I am kind of curious to see what comic titles are now licensed moving forward. Because they've had so much success with The Dark Knight, I imagine that pretty much the most of the single solitary hero movies that do get optioned from comic books are all going to try and take a very dark slant on the hero to try and copy what Dark Knight has done. And I hope
But how many superheroes actually have, like, a dark past?
Well, you'll notice that any of the characters that don't have a dark past haven't been optioned. They're not making an Aquaman movie. Okay.
Aquaman was stupid.
Aquaman was not stupid. Aquaman was limited. Okay. He had a limited amount of things that he could do. As far as, like, Greenpeace is concerned, or like PETA or the EPA, Aquaman is an amazing hero. And those are not to be knocked, okay? The environment's important.
All right. Okay. I will let it go.
All those things that dig oil out in the middle of the ocean, when those things blow up, it's a bad deal. And those people usually die. But Aquaman and his merry band of fish can probably help most of those people. So don't knock Aquaman.
All right. Were you ever worried that those bubbles around him weren't, you know?
No, I never worried about that because here's the thing. If it was, he wouldn't stay in the bubble that long, now would he? I don't care who you
are. Maybe he likes to think of his own.
Nobody does. Nobody likes the smell of their own stank.
I don't know. There are some guys who are like,
And I bet you that those guys. Like a man. No, a man should smell like a man. A man should not smell like ass. There's a difference. You can smell manly and not smell like an ass.
Ass man.
I don't like the smell of ass, okay?
Me neither.
All right, let's move on. So I don't see Jake as pulling it off. On the same vein, we also got another comment in from another listener who was like, I think that they can just leave the Joker alone and move on like we talked about. And I agree at this point. I don't think that there's anybody out there that could bring the same type of intensity to what Heath is led behind, so I think that you would need to get 3 or 4 movies removed before you were to bring in somebody new to be Joker at a later date.
Okay.
You know, like, if we were to get, let's say, 3 or 4 movies in, and now we're looking at, again, a mid-30s range group of Batman, Penguin, Catwoman, I think then you could bring in a different actor that could portray the Joker now in a different way, and it would make sense for us because, oh, well, he's not the young and dumb Joker now. This is more refined, crazy motherfucker. So I think that for now, Joker should be left alone. I agree completely with that idea. So those were a couple things that came in mail. But then we also got this message that I wasn't really sure what to do with. And so I figured I would bring it up to you, Panda, because I thought if any of us would understand this message, it might be you.
Oh.
So the message just read very simply in all caps with probably about 20 exclamation points. The Muffin Bandits need you. And I was a bit taken aback because I was like, who's Muffins? Why are we pilfering Muffins? And what do you need us for in aid of pilfering the Muffins? Because I don't know what you heard, but we don't pilfer Muffins.
Well,
I don't pilfer Muffins.
That's right. Speak for yourself.
I mean, I'll go that route because I know the Muffin Man. I don't work for that motherfucker. So what the hell does that mean, Panda?
Okay. Well, see, back when I was playing WoW consistently enough, where I had several alts going on, you know, which is alternate characters for those who don't know, I put one of my small alts into a guild made by people who were in a guild that I had been in previously. I have a lot of Aussie friends. And
you have a lot of guilds. You need to get up off that game, seriously. I'm like this close to calling Blizzard, the people that I know over there. Just be like, term her ass for life. This is the credit card they use.
And anyway,
you think I won't do it? I will.
No, I know you would. But anyway, I've been playing more sport than WoW, so chillax, dude. Chillax. But anyway, so this one Omni friend of mine, whose character was named Cathedrix, I love him to death. He's younger than me, and he's like my little Aussie brother if I had one. Like, if Eshmon went to Australia and fell in love, Kath would be our little brother. And I actually think you'd like him. He's a sweetie pie. And if he listens, hi! And if he doesn't, eventually he might hear this, and he'd be like, oh, she was talking about me. And he had made the guild, the Muffin Bandits. And we'd all put our little hobies in there because we really weren't playing them, and if we went back to them, at least we'd be in the guild there. We weren't all in the same, you know, like, it was just a place for them to go. Mm-hmm. So we didn't clog up our actual main guild with lobbies. And I think that's just his way of telling me he wants, because I transferred my level 70. I moved her off of the thrall and I put her somewhere else. And I haven't really played her. So she's not 80 yet because I haven't been playing. But I think he wants me to come back to thrall, and that might be just, that might be his way of saying, come back.
Yeah, no. No. We're trying to get you off the WoW. Life wants you back. Okay, so at least we know what that
means. You need to drop it like a bad habit.
No, that's what WoW is for you, and that's what you need to do. Let's move on, shall we? Okay. Okay. So, here's my thing.
Okay.
I think WoW's a fun game. I've seen people that play it that really enjoy it. But I think that at this point, if your first thing that you think of in the morning when you wake up isn't about brushing your teeth or pulling your wedgie out, but checking your auctions and seeing who's online.
The morning is make pasta.
Am I talking to you? Am I talking to you? Or am I talking to the people?
This is not about you.
I'm not attacking you. I'm talking about them in general.
Okay.
Because I keep seeing people that are retreating more and more into the community, especially MMO games, for interaction instead of interacting directly with people in their environment. And that's not good. That's not what games were designed to do. That's bad. Okay? That's dependency. That's addiction. That's problem. Because those things are the things that, like, the email that we got from the online moms, that's the stuff that they thrive on. Where they're like, oh, we'd love to have somebody on your show to talk about the dangers of video gaming. And that's all they harp on. And I think the more that you don't give people the ammunition, the more that they disappear. Somebody has to jump up and fill Jack Thompson's shoes. Otherwise, there's no balance in the force. And I think that
you have to be balanced.
There has to be balance in the force. Duh. Can't have an uneven force. It's like a one person on a teeter-totter. You don't go anywhere. And your ass gets sore. Up. Only to a degree. You can't go high. You rise above mid-level. And then you fall back down real hard and smack your ass.
Mid-level for you, high.
You know, I will reach the internet bitch-slapping. Don't think that I won't. Didn't you have something you wanted to ask me? I'm done. You ain't listening, drunk motherfucker. Go ahead, ask me your question.
It wasn't that I have anything particularly to ask you, but I have something to tell you and the rest of our fans. Because when we sit here and we talk to you, we assume that there are people out there that are listening.
We don't assume. I see the numbers. I know there are people out there listening.
All right, you see numbers. But we don't actually see people. Unless we have people who, like Ariel, send us pictures of her with, you know, macaroni on the ground spelling out our site. And we don't see a lot of our fans, which, you know, they're all over the place. And it'd be kind of hard to see everybody in one spot. However, I met with one of our fans the other day.
Uh-huh.
And it was so awesome. And it was by chance, which made it even cooler. Let me tell the story for everybody.
Okay.
One of my friends, my RL friend, she had graduated the school that I go to now. And she went to grad school back at home, and she lives in Wisconsin. And she has been having the best time there. So she came for her winter break. She came back to Salem. And we all got together for dinner, and there's like 35 of us. And some people brought their new boyfriends and their new girlfriends, and that's totally cool, whatever.
Right.
And one of the guys showed up late. So I was talking to Kate and one of her friends about the show, and he heard me ramble off, you know, the ESH.Obi, and I did it in such a place that he kind of stopped. And he's like, so wait a minute. He's like, you podcast? And I'm like, yes, I do. And he's like, and what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, we're anime and tech gadget, and it's me and my sister, and his face just kind of stops. And he's like, well, I already listen to a lot of that stuff. What podcast are you? I'm like, oh, I'm on Electric Sisterhood. And he's like, get out. And I'm like, no, really. And he goes, who are you? And I'm like, well, I'm Pandalicious. He goes, really? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I listen to you all the time. Now, mind you, I was half inebriated by the time this man showed up. So eventually,
I sense a pattern.
Bite me.
Where?
So in my excitement, in the middle of this beer works, I start to scream as if, like, I was a Jonas Brothers fan. Like, I'm like,
I
oh my god! I was freaking out. And I was like, oh my god, I have fans! I have real fans, and they're real people!
Duh.
Well, it just didn't hit me.
Yeah, this isn't your guildies. These are actual people that, like, really like
it. I know! And I was, you know, and of course, I was telling Kate about the squatting on somebody's, you know, the squatting comment.
Incident.
And he's like,
sorry,
he's,
that's still.
Yeah, I heard about that. He's like, do you? And he's like, Panda, because everyone was calling me Panda at the table anyway. And I was like, yeah. And he's kind of like, do you really want to squat on Derek's face? And I'm like, no, I do not want to squat on Derek's face.
You I'm just like,
it,
said it.
It was out
twice.
Of context. It was horribly out
no,
of context.
No, it wasn't. You said it twice.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I can't stand the lies.
So you fans out there, you real fans, now that I've met one of you, I know there are more. And I love you. I love you so much.
Oh, God. I really worry about you when you drink.
That's it. That was like my best. That's the part of the best week ever. That was the best thing of my week, was meeting a fan.
You know what? You know what's awesome? When you come out to events with me, well, let me rephrase that. If you ever come out to events with me, that'll happen a lot.
I'll have like no voice by the end of it, though.
That's okay. Neither do I. That's when we do the wrap-up show, and we sound really hoarse, and we have to drink a lot of things to get our voices back. Yeah.
Okay.
So, anything else you want to ask me?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Am I forgetting something?
Yes.
I don't remember. What was I going to ask you?
It had to do with gears.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Dear Christ. Okay.
That took me a minute. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, you are.
So I've been playing your Gears of War that you lent me.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone's having a problem right before you get into the hive, when you're going after the queen and you find the locusts not only fighting humans, but they're also fighting another brand of locust.
Yeah, Lambit. By now, if you're playing Gears, you should have already gotten to this point, so I don't think we're spoiling anything for you.
Hope not.
If we are, the email goes to fresh@electricsisterhood.com. Panda gets it.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, you can, all right. Well, anyway, and I'm at the point where I'm descending down into the bottom so that I can kill the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having this problem where, you know, you get to choose which quarter. There are two quarters, a right one and a left one.
Yeah.
And you get to choose which one you go down. And if you play in co-op like I was at this particular time, you know, they split off the people, you know, you and whoever you've invited into your game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just having a problem, and it's
which,
infuriating.
Wait, time out. Which split is it? Is it the one where you're on a ledge?
No, not the one where, like, you go down and you hit all these levers.
No, you're both above, but you can see over to, like, their side. Mm.
You can see they're parallel, like, ledges.
Yeah, okay, so I think I know the one that you're on. And eventually you get to a point where, like, there are tickers that come at you and you gotta fight them down. And then you gotta go around the corner and there's, like, a grinder guy.
Yeah, with his fucking shield.
Okay.
And it's like,
alright, I know where you're at.
And his fucking bomb mace thing.
Yeah.
And a little other thing that have saw guns that like to hack you in little fucking bits.
Would you like me to help you?
Yeah,
would you
because
like a strategy? Okay, first of all,
binary, and we were like, we just couldn't get it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Time out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you the tip.
Okay.
Okay, so you both get split up. He has to, let's say, take the left, you take the right. Okay?
Right.
So as you clear a room, you can actually look across and hit the enemies on the other level, on the other side. And they can do the same. So what you guys need to do, since you're playing in co-op over the mic, is as you clear a group in front of you, so let's say you clear, because there's three stages. There's basically three rooms. So as you both clear room one at the same time, you can have your partner on the other side take out the grinder on your side.
Okay.
Okay. So, because that's going to be the biggest enemy that you're going to have. And he can use any long-range weapon to do it. And he's better off staying in that first room and shooting across than trying to move up into that first room. So once he clears the grinder, you can move up into the second room, easily take out the tickers, and I think there are a couple of just regular locusts that come in. Then you can turn around and you can take out the people, the main people, in his second room and progress up. So you have to do it tandem, because if you try to run through all those rooms as one person, you're going to always be taken out unless you are, like, amazing and can find a shitload of grenades. So what I ended up...
Like, what was happening with us was I was on the right side, he was on the left side, because at first he was on the right side and he just couldn't. Like, I, for some strange reason, even though I haven't played as much as he has his own game,
mm-hmm.
and he beat it already, so he's done this room
mm-hmm.
before. And I was getting through my rooms faster than he was. Like, I got split up, and I was with Cole, and he was playing as Dom, and he was with Baird.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get through all of my rooms, and I'd be in my third room, and I'd clear my third room, and then I would shoot over into his third room. But I couldn't see him at that point because I don't think he had made it towards his...
No, you've got to... If you're making it through all of your rooms and he's not making it through his, then you need to backtrack and help take out the enemies on his side.
All right, then. Because we were having such a hard time with this.
Yeah, because it's designed to be a tandem thing. You have to be patient. They have to be patient. If you play a single-player campaign, the AI on the other side is usually pretty good. As soon as they clear a room and they move ahead of you, they will turn around and shoot back.
Okay.
And so what I ended up having to do is just take out my grinder. And what I did was I walked up far enough so that he'd start trying to walk around the corner. And I just laid a couple of grenades so that he walked right into him. And then that was it. Took his grinding gun and I just laid waste to everybody on the other side. So that the other two guys could get to the third room. And they would just walk across and then shoot the guys on my side.
All right, then.
But it
maybe I'll try that later with him because apparently I'm pretty close to the end. I'm getting close to the end now. And I'm really liking the game, and I've gotten really good at shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this was just pissing me off.
No,
like,
it's a really good game. I have to say, I love Gears 2 much more than I enjoy Gears 1. I cannot wait for the third game. I'm really interested.
Ooh, what's up with freaking Phoenix's dad being in the Locust computers? What's up with that shit?
Gonna have to wait to game 3.
Oh, come on!
Time out, calm down, little panda. What I will tell you is, because I know that you get impatient, you need to sit all the way through the game credits when you do finish the game.
Okay.
Don't hit a button. Just get all the way through.
All right, then when you and Dom find Maria, do I feel bad about what happened to Maria? But, and Dom's all like, well, for everything that you did for your father, I think you'd understand. Do you learn about that in game 1?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? Because I didn't play Gears 1, so I have no idea what Dom is talking about.
So, here's the breakdown, all right? The rundown between Gears 1 and 2, because I didn't finish Gears 1, because it was just ridiculously hard, and I lost interest, and I was like, fuck this, I'm going to go play Crackdown, where I don't have to make a whole lot of sense. I can just jump over buildings, and I can blow shit up. Yep, I like that a lot. But the basic breakdown is Phoenix has been searching for his daddy. And, kind of, sort of thinks that he's dead now. But did a lot of stuff and broke a bunch of rules and went into some places he wasn't supposed to go in order to find him. That's kind of like when he was like, well, of all the stuff that you did trying to find your dad, you got to at least give me this so I can find my woman. That's why he's like, okay, Dom.
All right, we'll go find her.
Yeah, because Dom went along with him.
Because she was still alive. She was just thin and had no hair and was...
She wasn't her anymore. She was just an emaciated corpse, basically. Barely alive.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. That's why I kind of had to end that shit.
That sucked.
Yeah, it was sad. That's a sad moment. But I love it when games do that. When I'm truly sad when a moment comes up like that. Like, that moment made me sad. When I had to put my companion cube in the hole, not so much.
Right.
But if I had to, like, physically be Dom and they gave you a choice, shoot Maria, don't shoot Maria, I would probably, like, get a little misty when I had to hit the button that said shoot Maria. Because you totally have to shoot that bitch. Because you got to put her out of her misery.
Either that, or they would just keep using her until she died by them.
Exactly. And you're going to allow that? I don't think so.
To know that your hands killed your love much, like, suck balls.
Better my hand. Well, yeah, it's going to suck. But better my hands than those bastards.
Good point.
That's basically rape. That's soul rape. That's not the... That's bad rape. That's really bad rape. I mean, rape is bad, but that's really bad rape. And you gotta end that. There's no coming back after that. I don't care how much food you eat. There's no coming back after that. So on the game tip, since I got the mic and we're talking about games.
Yes.
I have to tell you guys, I am ridiculously excited about February.
Because it's your birthday? And you're turning that...
Shut up your mouth. Yes, I'm excited for my birthday. You know what? We've got to make a clip show, and I know exactly what kind of clip show we're making. It's going to be another Best of Panda. Yep. So if you're listening, people that like DPL, there's an episode coming for you guys.
Oh, stop it. I only said... one thing in terms of DPL that would be remotely interesting.
No, not really. Just the last episode alone. Okay, so anyway, moving on. Really excited for February, not just because of my birthday, but because Street Fighter 4 drops. I have been looking forward to SF4 so bad. I can almost taste the dye that they use to press the disc. Almost. And it tastes good. Really good. So
really good?
Yeah, really good. Are you familiar with, have you seen any of Street Fighter 4?
No.
Slap yourself.
Ow.
Okay, good. So basically what they've done is, this is not another remix, so it's not like Turbo 2, Alpha 3, Hybrid, Pocket Monster,
Dungeon Dice Monsters, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Exactly. It, version 2, Alpha, Beta, Z. No, it's not what we're doing here. Because there have been a lot of Street Fighter games. There's been Super Street Fighter, there's been Super Street Fighter Turbo, there have been hybrids. There's just a lot. There's Alpha, Super Alpha, there's a
Mega Alpha,
Uber Alpha, Alpha New
Alpha Alpha,
Alpha Alpha Sprout version, which only had Cammy in it, which really wasn't much of a game because it was just Cammy and she would go, hi! But this game, first of all, looks just astonishing. So if you
does
ever,
it?
Yeah. If you've ever played the game Akami or seen any of the artwork, take your Street Fighter characters and put them in that design space.
Ooh.
So it looks like a watercolor painting fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
It has a 3D element to it, but you still fight on the 2D plane. So it's not pushing itself into a Mortal Kombat, Soul Calibur type genre. It's staying true to its roots, and so the look of it is that the fighting environment, the stages have depth, but you still are fighting on just a 2D plane, which makes me the Wii happy.
Yay!
So you've got great style. You've got the stages set the way they're supposed to. So we have to talk about characters and move lists. So first off, we're back to old arcade gameplay. And by that I mean, it really truly has support for arcade layout. Mad Catz has come on board. They're licensed to do a bunch of peripherals, including what I think looks like the best arcade stick for fighters I've seen in a long time.
And this, Ninja likes her arcade sticks.
I do. I'll say it over and over again. I like a good arcade stick. Okay. This one, massive platform, full 8-button stick. So not a 6-button. Full 8-button stick. Very nicely done. Matches the cabinet design of the actual console for Street Fighter 4 that they had out in the arcade. So when I say true arcade stick, I mean true arcade stick. And I think it's, you know, reasonable.
Right.
So I was a little hesitant when I heard that it was Mad Catz that was putting it together. Because in all honesty, up until really the last year and a half, I haven't been very happy with the peripherals that Mad Catz has made. Not that they haven't been great ideas, but they've always felt just a little bit cheap. Like if they had put in just a little more effort, if they'd used just a little bit better plastic, then maybe just maybe it wouldn't come off feeling so cheap and or break.
Yeah. When I did that LAN party that got sponsored by Balls at the start of the semester, mm-hmm. last semester, we had a Wii because we were going to do a Super Smash Brothers Brawl tournament.
Uh-huh.
And we had a Mad Catz controller, and when we plugged it in, it like shut down the whole Wii. Like it fucked everything up, so we couldn't do that contest until like an hour later because we had to have somebody fix it.
Yeah. That's the kind
of
stuff
It was so buggy.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that makes me uncomfortable with Mad Catz stuff. But I have to say, since licensing stuff to do for Harmonix, that their peripherals have definitely stepped up, at least on the Rock Band side. Their split strum bass guitar feels great for anyone that's used that. I like their traveling drum kit thing. I like the idea a lot. Instead of having to pull down your drum kit and bring it over somebody's house, they have just a thing that is basically pocket friendly almost, that you can fit inside of a pocket with roll up drum pads and sticks that you can take and play on anybody's table service, so that you can basically...
Oh, I can play on your table service.
Sorry! You just keep doing it to yourself. I don't even have to say anything. But I really like the look of this arcade stick, and I hope that Mad Catz sends us one, because I really want to put together kind of the penultimate Street Fighter 4 review, because Panda and I, we pretty much cut our teeth on Street Fighter.
Yeah.
We got into a lot of fist
that
cuffs.
And Mortal Kombat.
Pretty much, that's how we lived. We started on Street Fighter because I had Super Street Fighter for the Super Nintendo. We played that like crazy. Yep. Until you got the Genesis.
And we had rules too. No jumping, not a lot of jumping, no corners.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We had to create rules because, like anyone that games, you eventually get competitive, especially when it's a good just me versus you game, like fighters are. And so we would kind of go for the cheap, easy, I kill you dead shot that really wasn't very fair. Like Panda would tend to just keep jumping and jumping and then jump punching. And you can't really block against that.
Or if I was Blanca, I'd do the electricity.
I hated that, because every time you'd be like, well, why don't you try to hit me? I'm like, no, because you're going to do the electric thing. I won't do the electric thing. I go to hit you or jump over you, and of course you do the electric thing. So yeah. I would start.
Is she going to be in this next, in Street Fighter 4?
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
So I would start cornering Panda, which is pretty much just backing her into a corner. And I would be Chun-Li, and I would just superstar kick until she was dead over and over and over again. So we had to make rules against that, so we'd actually have to fight each other and not be cheap and easy. I'm really, really looking forward to this game, because nothing about it looks cheap and easy. Even the Mad Catz peripherals don't look cheap or easy, which makes me excited. But as far as the character list, I'm glad you asked, because this looks like, I think, probably the best lineup of characters that I've seen for a Street Fighter game that's not a rehash or remix of an existing Street Fighter game. So as far as the character lineups, you obviously have Ryu and Ken, because it's not a Street Fighter game without them. You also have Chun-Li, you have E. Honda, Blanca is back, as well as Zangief, Guile, Dhalsim, Balrog, Vega, Sagat, M. Bison. Then we also have some new characters. Abel, who's a pudgy dude.
Okay. Is he slow like E. Honda?
Kinda. Crimson Viper, who's the redheaded kind of faux hawk chick in the suit.
Okay.
Rufus, El Fuerte. Then as far as hidden characters, unlockables, and bosses, you have Seth, who is the main boss of the game, Akuma, Gouken, Dan, Fei Long, Sakura, Cammy, Gen, and Rose.
Now, isn't Sakura, doesn't she study the same kind of style that Ken and Ryu do?
Yes.
All right.
So pretty much, I think, the most fun characters from Alpha, Remix, Super 2, as well as the people that started it all, are in the game. Which is why I think that it's pretty much the best lineup, because you've got just about at least a character of every style of fighting that's ever been in a Street Fighter game. So nobody's been left behind. People that like the Ken style don't have to just always choose Ken. They have a choice between Ken and Ryu and Sakura. I don't know necessarily exactly who Abel, Crimson Viper, Rufus, or El Fuerte play like. But then you also have Akuma that also fits into the Ryu and Ken style. So you've got a little bit of everyone. You've got both Guile and Cammy.
Right.
So everyone's represented. You've got somebody for your button mashers. You've got somebody for your finesse people. So you do have Vega. You do have Dhalsim. I think that it's a great lineup. I think the inclusion of Fei Long is just like, oh yes, we also have just straight up brawler guy as well. So I'm really happy to see all of this, because I haven't had fun in a good brawler in a little bit. The last one that I had fun with as far as a good fighter was the Soul Calibur game. And I enjoyed it, except when I got to the point of having to deal with Dark Apprentice, because the Dark Apprentice...
I know, he's nothing but cheap shots.
And that really takes away from the game. I don't want to sound like I'm whining because the game is too difficult, but when you get to a point where you have a character where any kind of strategy that you try to come up with doesn't work, glimmers...
You need another character who does cheap shots that you know.
Yeah, but it's got to be a fun character for me to play. Otherwise, there's no impetus for me to play. So I stopped playing. I never thought that I would say that about a Soul Calibur game. But I put it down and I haven't gone back to it. And I feel just fine about it. I'm not even battling anybody online. I would be faster to pick up Dead or Alive 4.
I want to get that. Is that any good?
I think it is, especially if you like to play online.
What's the gore factor? Because
there's no gore. It's just bouncy boobies.
Wait, Left 4 Dead?
Dead or Alive.
I was saying, like, Left 4 Dead sounds like it's kind of gory. Have you played that?
No. Well, let me put it this way. I haven't played it since PAX.
Oh, okay.
Played it at PAX. I thought it was really responsive. It looked great. For the people that enjoy those kinds of games, it's definitely what you want. I am not a huge first-person shooter fan. Especially when it's just like, kill the zombies! Kill the zombies! Kill the zombies!
Press A! Press A! You don't have time to make a profile!
Zombies coming up the hill right now! Yeah. So, no. But I think that Left 4 Dead is a very good game for its genre, what it brings to the table, how well it looks, and how easy it is to pick up and play, which I was really impressed with at PAX. Because, like I said, I'm not a FPS person, but right. I was able to get and master the controls, you know, comfortably to get through a level pretty quickly, which for me is a big deal because I don't play them all the time, so it's not second nature to me. You know, playing games like Gears, especially now, and games like God of War, action games, things like that. Those I pick up very quickly because I pretty much play them and music sim games all the time. Because that's what I enjoy. Every once in a while, I'll throw an FPS in there. I'll throw something like Legendary into the mix to give it a try and see if it has a gameplay model that I can pick up that I enjoy. Because if I don't pick up the play model, it just adds another level of frustration and then it becomes work. It's not a game. Right. And we've had this conversation before. If it turns into work, it's not
then
a game.
It's no longer a game.
It's not fun for me anymore. I'm going to lose interest very quickly. So you got to keep my interest. You got to keep it fun. That's why I love
Dead or Alive.
I love Dead or Alive. But I also love games like, now I can't think of the name. Dante's in it.
Devil May Cry.
Thank you. Devil May Cry. Because they're not complex. I can pick that up. I could probably play a Devil May Cry game even after the onset of Alzheimer's and still enjoy it.
Oh,
but
ninja.
That says a lot about the game.
Do you think it's wise for a ninja to get Alzheimer's?
I think it's a bad thing. I think when ninjas get Alzheimer's, I think that that's when they get killed by other Konoichi, because that's a bad thing. You start confusing people that are your friends with targets. You'll start throwing shuriken that are actually not shuriken, but like your french fries or feces. It's a bad thing when
you're
ninjas...
Like feces?
Well, I mean, Alzheimer's is a hell of a thing.
Okay.
So, you throw what you have near you, and if you're elderly with Alzheimer's, you probably, you know, have shit near you at some point in time. And I'm just saying. Just put it out there.
So instead of a monkey, you become a ninja, you become a monkey.
Pretty much. You become a monkey. You go from ninja to monkey like that.
That.
Alzheimer's is a hell of a thing. I don't wish it on anybody. It's bad.
Yeah.
Makes you throw shit. So, as I was saying.
Go ahead.
Told you about the characters. Let's talk about the hands-on stuff. Because
I'm all about the hands-on stuff.
I'm the type of gamer, and I imagine that most of you are as well, that when it comes to getting games that I'm passionate about, I want to know, is there a collector's edition?
What's in it? Is there one?
Okay. Yes. First of all, there is a collector's edition. In the collector's edition, you will get... Hold on, I have it someplace.
You'll get a brand new car!
No.
And a puppy!
No. Stop it.
And a vaccine for
polio. Stop it.
And AIDS!
No! Stop it! So first of all... There's a version for the PS3 and there's a version for the Xbox 360. In the PS3 version, you will get a very nice looking Ryu figurine, action figure, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's a doll. You will not get Asian women. Do not promise these people Asian women. The thing will sell out and everyone will be pissed that it didn't come.
They didn't get their Asian.
They're Asian. They're like, I heard on the internet that this came with an Asian woman. And she was not in the box.
You could trade him in for a Latino, but no blacks.
Stop it! You, little Missy, I'm going to put over in the corner in a second. So you get a Ryu figure in the PS3 Collector's Edition bundle. In the Xbox 360 bundle, you get Crimson Viper.
And a puppy.
No puppies. Don't listen to Pandalicious. She's drunk. And I think possibly... in need of food.
I am.
You get the game, obviously. Duh. It also comes in a collector's box. There's a... On the PS3 bundle, it's actually a Blu-ray disc. On the Xbox 360 bundle, it's just a media file disc that will play just in the Xbox 360 through the media player. It is not a DVD, but it is a 65-minute anime.
Bah.
Yep. Featuring the design style and a storyline. I believe Chun-Li is in it as well, so that's kind of neat. You'll also get a disc that has and features all the music of the game, so that way you can use them either as ringtones for your phone, put them in your iPod, or whatever media player you have. You have basically the music of the game embrace you during the day when you have to be away from it at your day job.
Boo.
Also, a little guide made by Prima featuring some of the artwork, of the game, which basically gives you some tips, tricks, and ideas on how to string some combos together, but it's not a full guide. So you got the figure, you got the movie, you got the game, you got the music, you got the guide, the box, which is kind of pimp. $79.
Really?
Yep. I was kind of surprised that they didn't do an art book, especially because they spent so much time talking. Yeah, there's no art book, at least in this bundle. I don't know if they're going to come up with one later. I don't know, but
maybe
no
in
art
the
book.
Maybe in the strategy guide.
Possibly. I think that's why. Prima is doing the guide, so, you know, yeah. But, it's in there. So that's, you know, I think flipping cool.
And a rice maker.
No rice maker. Stop.
That'd be boss.
Stop lying. Stop
lying. That'd be boss, man.
Yeah. Dude, I would love to buy a game, a collector's edition. You know, like if Cooking Mama came with like a little rice maker, I would buy that shit in a heartbeat.
Oh my God.
As long as the rice maker wasn't pink.
I was in a Toys R Us buying a baby R Us card for our cousin who's having a baby.
Yep.
Or rather had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And no, she hasn't had it yet. She's going to, and it's going to be a girl. Yay! Because
that's what we need, more things that can make babies in our family. Please continue.
And I was in a line about to buy my gift card, and there was this little girl, she was like 8 years old, with her mother, and her mother saw the Cooking Mama for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And she picks up, she's all like, Stephanie, do you want this? And the girl's like, but Mom, I don't know how to cook. And the mom looks at her, and the mom's got to be like in her early 30s, so you know, she's in our age range. Uh-huh. And she's like, but look, she's like, you can learn to make all these fabulous dishes. And the little girl's like, but Mommy, I'm too young to cook. And Mom's like, well, I'll help you. And I was just like, oh. I'm like, Mommy's a gamer, and this is the way that you can justify getting this.
just accept. And you're like, look what I'm buying us, Melanie.
Exactly.
Don't even try to make it about you wanting this. Look at what I'm buying us. You're going to help mommy cook. Honor. Little wee. Yay.
So you could start practicing now so that when you
come
get
come out of the gamer closet, ladies.
I know.
You don't have to stay in there unless there's a sale.
There's no sale in the gamer's closet.
There should always be a sale in the
gamer's closet. Oh, there was an auction at the Championship Gaming League thing. Series, Championship Gaming Series.
Oh, speaking about industry news, that's a great way to bring this up.
Oh, I know. Awesome segue.
Yeah. Awesome segue. Fatality. Awesome segue. Panda wins.
Yay!
Industry news. This one kind of surprised me, but then at the same time shouldn't surprise me. And we'll see what form it takes down the road.
What happened?
If you haven't heard by now, let me be the first to tell you. Which I really doubt at this point I am. Gamerscore blog. Gamerscoreblog.com. The blog run by the PR people, the community leaders of Microsoft for Xbox.com. The blog is retiring.
No.
Yeah, they basically put up a post on their website and said that, they started it because they got feedback from people wanting to get the inside scoop and dealies on the Xbox. And so they made it and they loved it. But they want to make it easier for everybody to be on the same plane. So they call it housekeeping. I call it the economy.
I call it fucktardish. That's what I call it.
Basically, what they're doing is streamlining the community outreach. Because right now, and I do admit, it's spread out all over the place at Xbox. So you have the forums at Xbox.com. You have the community actually using Xbox Live. You have MajorNelson.com, which is Major Nelson's blog that they brought over to be officially part of Microsoft some time ago. Then you've got the community outreach through Xbox.com. So Gamer Chicks, which I'm part of, Love Gaming With You Gals. What? But the community, Play With Fame stuff. All of those things are not really under one umbrella. They're all spread all over the place through Xbox. So in addition to that, but then also the press feed, which they started running through the blog, I can understand wanting to kind of streamline things and make them easier. So what they've decided to do is outline how you can get a hold of information. And it's basically like 5 or 6 bullet points. And like, okay, so here's what you're going to want to do if you want to get some info. If you just want to know what's going on with behind-the-scenes content, so basically the Majors Minutes and the community spotlight things, or feature game, then you just want to go to the inside Xbox channel if you're logged into your Xbox. If you're on a PC, then you can go to Xbox.com Voices, which is a long URL, I'm not giving it to you, or MajorNelson.com. If you just want the latest news and PR releases, then you got to go to Xbox.com Press. If you the videos and content in your inbox, then you have to sign up for the Xbox newsletter. And if you want the videos and all that other stuff on your cell phone, then you have to go to Xbox.movie. So I don't know exactly how that's streamlining anything, because it still sounds to me like, depending upon what I'm on, I'm going to about 12 different places. So I'll be interested to see how the streamlining goes. Pretty much I'm looking at it like blogs are dying.
Blogs are dying. The internet is crying.
Girls are sighing. The PSP is dying. But how are you?
The PSP has been dying for a long time. It has terminal cancer.
Developers aren't developing. Producers are quelching. Wait. Let me
great
stop. Thank you. I like to make words up sometimes. So I think that it's just part of the trend that I'm seeing.
How about Horbifocus? That's a word that I heard on Nostalgia Critic. He has to copyright it. That is a great word. Horbifocus.
Okay. Anyway, as I was trying to say,
what?
I think that it is a good word. I don't take that away. I think that just like we're transforming and we've moved away from the blog format and just turned into editorial question and answer and the podcast, I think that you're going to see a lot of the things that remain through this year in the game industry take that same kind of format. I think that you're going to see, you know, more and more people move away from blogs and user comments because they're just mostly turning into, like what happened for us, people just spamming and throwing up links. I think you're going to see everything kind of return back to a more mainstream, here's what we think, here's the writing, here's the editorial, here's the stuff, and now trade show. And there's only going to be like three of them.
Boom.
Well, I already know people that are having problems getting into GDC, which I'm kind of surprised at, but not really. So I'm again still waiting to see what happens with E3. I'm glad that we made the change that we made, but I'm sad to see Gamerscore go. Because I loved all those guys. I loved just pretty much texting Chris Palladino all the time and telling me he's a punk. That was fun. That's a good time. And I'm not to say that because he stiffed me on the interview at PAX.
He stiffed, all right.
Don't start shit.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Because that Chris's just wife is very, very lovely.
Okay. I'm sorry, Chris's wife.
Thank you. You're just going to start shit on the internet, and I don't need that. This is no drama time. But love being able to run around with them and really pick their ear at E3 and see that there are people in the community and promoting things about the community, very interested in the community. So I hope that they all get to hang around Xbox.com and really bring more of that out on the website. Because I think that between the forum boards and the community spotlights, which I definitely want to be a part of, I think that we should totally be in a spotlight. I'm all about that. I think that it's great to have some place on the platforms run by people on the company that create the platforms designed to build community. I think that's one of the things that the PlayStation is lacking. I think that's one of the things that the Wii is lacking, that there really isn't a place for the community to go outside of the console to see content, to put up content, to read about games coming out, and really focus on the things about their platform that are great with other visitors that share that same passion. Like, if you go to the PlayStation site, it lists games coming out, but it's not presented in a way that makes you feel like I can interact with this, and I can interact with other people interacting with this. And I think that that's where games need to go, that you need to start having some kind of social interaction, especially for the main platform developers, on your site for those platforms to allow the community to interact both on the console and away from the console. Because gamers are getting older. The majority of gamers now are us. I got a day job. So I can't check out Major's Minute on my platform at noon. But on my lunch break, I would love to see that shit. So Gamerscore blog, hardly knew you. Gonna miss you. Looking forward to the new content and the new outreach stuff coming out this year. Because I think that outreach is the best thing that the industry can do right now to the gamers. I think that the more that you see developers creating content, reaching out to the gamer base, soliciting ideas, testing betas, more game demos, and a place for us to give that feedback, I think the more that you'll see people ponying up money for these games.
Ponying up!
Which, by the way, I have to say, Lionhead Studios, I love you for giving me back my dog, but I need more content, so you need to hurry up and make more downloadable stuff. See, you don't read Twitter either.
What?
So what? You know that they released the Knothole Island.
Yes, I bought it, and I have it ready so that when I get my dog back from Magic, I'll be able to play it.
So here's
you get your dog back?
Dude, here's the deal. When you go to Knothole Island, as soon as you get into the area where the town is, there's what looks like another little cemetery, but there's a crypt that has a dog statue on the top of it. Uh-huh. What's awesome about the sign in front of it, it's like, hey, this crypt was built by some dude who loved animals pretty much more than he loved people. And so if you bring a person for a sacrifice,
they'll turn into a dog?
You'll get your dog back.
I'm all set.
And I said, oh, really? So I found the closest motherfucker to me. I was like, come follow me. Put him in the crypt. I pulled the lever. Dude, I didn't even get, like, a -5 horn thing. It popped open, and there was my dog.
Damien came back.
With the same stats and collar. So I was like, I got my dog! Yeah! And everyone was still in love with me. So I got to do the right thing, which is bring everybody back that died.
And still kept your, and still got your dog.
And then I got my dog back. So I'm digging up crap, like, all over the place now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You went to get my game back so I can get Spot back.
So, like I said, that my Twitter status was, thank you, Knothole Island, for giving me back my dog. Because I was like, hell to the yeah, to the yeah, to the yeah. But I need more downloadable content. I need more places to go. If you could make Samarkand available to me as an island or a town that I can go to, that would be great. You know, one of the things that they also give you, which I think is kind of a cheat, but, you know, I'm happy to take it, is that they also have potions that are only available on Knothole Island that let you get rid of your scars permanently.
Sweet. So you can be a pretty hero forever and ever and ever.
Yep. It just costs you a little bit of your purity, but I'm okay with that.
Do you have a lot of purity?
Oh, yeah. I still have my halo.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like -15 on the purity, but I'm so pure, it's ridiculous. So I got rid of all my scars. Then they also have another potion that just instantly makes you skinny, so you don't have to eat a lot of celery. But it's all...
That halo on your head is ridiculous.
My halo is ridiculous. So I was able to take that and get in shape and things like that.
Yeah.
Got me a man and got me a place on the island. You know.
Are there pretty girls on the island?
No, they're not prettier. They're pretty grungy, but they're nice grungy. So, like, if you can imagine the people of Bloodstone, but a little more clean.
Because I want
not a lot more clean,
I want a pretty wife.
Well, you're going to have to go to Fairfax Gardens if you want a pretty wife.
Damn.
Sorry.
Damn.
Which means you're going to have to let that bitch run your castle. And the only way you're going to get rid of her is if you kill her.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I got a dude on Knothole Island, pretty much a crate carrier, and that's where my kid is, because I figure I can vacation there. Because one of the things you can do with Knothole Island, if you play all the way through it, which I knocked it out, is that you get the ability to change the weather there at some point in time.
Okay.
So, I can make it snow, and I can make it rain, and I can make it hot whenever I want.
I can make it rain.
I can make it rain. I make it rain on them. Anyway, but I can. So I was like, okay, well, great. Then I can just make this kind of like my summer home. So I did. So I got a family over there. A dude that's always, always so happy to see me. And the moment I get home, wants sex. So, I mean, you know, that
hey,
works.
I'm down for a man that when I come home, the first thing he wants is...
Yeah, it never fails. Like, every time I come back, he's just like, hey, baby. And I look at his wants. He's like, yep, happy, wants sex. I'm like, okay.
Cool. Let's do it.
I keep digging up condoms all over the place, so they must want me to do it a lot.
I know when I was first playing Fable, one of the first things my dog like dug up.
It was the first thing that my dog dug up was a condom.
And I'm just like, okay.
I don't know that I would actually use a condom that I dug up.
I know, especially because with the dog's claws, it would be like open, so like I would fear pregnancy.
Yeah. Anywho. Thank you, Lionhead. Please keep the DLC coming because I want more stuff to do in Fable. I'm very tired of trying to donate at the Temple of Light at the Holy Hour because I keep missing it by like 5 minutes. It's really pissing me off. Like a lot. Because I want that cleaver. There's also some really interesting new weapons that you can get.
Oh?
Yeah. Through Knothole. I'm not going to give it away, but it's very, very fun DLC. It's just a little short, so for the amount of money that you pay for it, I hope that they add on some additional things to not hold that don't cost you any money and bring online some more downloadable content. So that's my wrap-up. Street Fighter 4, can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Gonna have to wait, don't want to wait, gonna wait. It looks great. I've got a lot of friends that have been asking what I know about it, and I tell them the same thing that I'm telling you guys. It looks good, I want it. Get the arcade stick if you can afford it, and I will see you online. Bring your best trash talk and game. Because it's on, like Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much what I have. I guess we should probably go ahead and...
wrap it up? Condoms, wrap it up. Gotcha.
Wow. Okay. Well, you should keep visiting us on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You can also use the short address, which is...
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that we've written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can use the WhatsApp link. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can find us there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are part of the All Games Network.
Our show airs on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific Time. You can catch our show, as well as some really, really fun, entertaining shows like Evil Avatar, Ultimate Quest, Dead Pixel Live, Super Happy Fun Time Show, Chatterbox. There's just so much over there that's fun. The hosts are great. We love all those guys. The community is wonderful. Get on there and interact. Tell them that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you, so that way they know you're good people.
Or you can just tell them that I talked to you, and they'll think you're cool.
Okay, whatever. With
you
that,
need to go there.
I have a job.
Yeah.
It precludes me from getting on the forums during, you know, reasonable operating hours. You know, yeah. If I was like you, and
okay,
I'm at home with no job and no bills and the ability to be on school break and have all day to myself, yeah, I would be on the All Games forums and on our site like 24/7.
Okay.
But, you know, I have a job and I have bills and, you know, people actually like to do things with me in the real world socially. So I choose to do that.
People like to do things with me in the real world, too.
I know, but you typically tell them that you can't.
No, that's not true. These last 3 days, I've been out every night.
Oh my god, that's a 3-day streak. I'm so proud of you. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalish. Wait, what about our toast?
Well, I didn't think you were going to do anything with your toast. I mean, you should eat it because you're still a little But
I'm going to eat it with some more booze.
No, don't. No. No more booze.
I'm getting wasted.
Only
bitches.
Drink if you're 21, people. Otherwise, I don't want to hear about it. I'm just going to eat my toast as well. Going to put a little butter on it, you know, because I like a little butter on my breakfast toast. And, yeah, it's going to be yummy in the tummy.
Okay.
All right. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We're bouncing, people.
Peace.
Saludos, my darling. Hips into the air like Sitchoris and Fred Astaire. Let's crazy go now. Just looking into your eyes, darling, I can tell that you have the legs of a dancer. So bring those legs and the rest of your body over here and be Nando's private prancer. Darling, I got to tell you something, and I don't say this to everybody. You look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. You know, my dear, my father used to say to me, Nando, don't be a schnook. It's not how you feel. It's how you look. He was marvelous. But you, darling, you look marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. And this is from my heart, which is deep inside my body. It's better to look good than to feel good.
get down.
Let's rap.